When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Parenting as a couple is challenging even in the best of times. And parenting alone is twice as hard. So what would you do if your spouse treated you like a single parent? On today's case, Mrs. Parler Jenkins says she may as well be a single mother. She says even though she works full-time to support their family, her husband, Mr. Jenkins, refuses to cook, clean, take care of their kids, or even get a job. She says she's tired of feeling used and unappreciated, and she says she's ready to walk out the door. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Parler Jenkins versus Jenkins.
Thank you. Mrs. Parler Jenkins, you say you are done being your husband's meal ticket. You've come into my courtroom with divorce papers in hand because you say you have nothing left to give.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Jenkins, you say you're not ready to end your marriage. You're hoping that I may be able to shed some light on how you can fix this relationship.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, Mrs. Parler Jenkins, why are we in court today?
Judge, I stand before you a broken woman. I think I have worked harder on my marriage than I have in anything in my life. I have worked tirelessly, and I feel like it has not been affected. My husband here chases other women. He also puts his priority for his buddies over me. And also, I feel as if we're just not happy anymore. But today, I'm going to serve this liar with divorce papers if we do not get this settled.
So, in other words, this is your last-ditch effort at putting in energy on a relationship that you say has deteriorated to a point where it has to get fixed.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Jenkins, you heard your wife. What say you, sir?
I made me say I'm not perfect, but on that same note, I feel like I'm not the only one as far as the relationship to be as it is right now.
I'm going to ask you to go back a little bit. How did you all meet? Because you've been together quite a long time. Together 10 years, married for 4 years, you two kids in. And he actually has three kids from previous relationships. So yes. This is a family.
Yes, it's a family. Mm-hmm. We actually met when I was about 6 years old. We met at church. So I used to hang with Mr. Jenkins a lot. And then he kind of slid away from church while I was still being raised in the church because mm-hmm. he was older. So a couple of years later, he found me on social media. And we've been together ever since.
So as you grew up and became a young woman, mm-hmm. you all started seeing each other. So basically, if you've been together since for 10 years, mm-hmm. you've been together since you were 19. So, Mrs. Parler Jenkins, how did it go so bad that we end up here? You say he can't be trusted.
He can't be trusted because he took the kids for the night. And I was like, oh, this is my time. I'm going to relax. I'm going to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I'm not going to talk to anyone. I'm going to pop my feet up, watch a movie, eat some popcorn. Later on that day, I decided to pick up my phone and look at it, and I had a million missed calls from Mr. Jenkins.
Okay.
The next day when I went to pick up the kids, I decided to look through his phone while he was in the bathroom.
And what made you look through his phone?
Because I really never trusted Eddie from the beginning.
Really?
Because the previous stories that he used to tell me about how he was playing other girls or his other kids' mothers, I just never really into this relationship.
Let me talk to him for a second before you tell me about this phone. Mr. Jenkins, did you go into this relationship and this marriage with the intention of being a good guy?
Yes, Your Honor.
So why do you think Mrs. Parler Jenkins didn't trust you, sir?
Maybe just because if I did something and it was the way I was doing it before we came along, if I did it, I did it. So if no need for me to hide behind it, I would just let it out.
So, in other words, if you were a player...
I should be able to say that, and then you decide how you want to move after that.
At least that is correct. That is.
At least I came forward with however it was that I was doing, but I wasn't doing that at the time when we got together.
You're telling me when you first got with her, she knew who Jimmy was when she first met Jimmy.
But I mean, it wasn't that, because I wasn't doing that then. I really wasn't at that time. I wasn't doing it.
So if somebody came to her and said, you know, your man was a dog back in the day, you didn't want her to be blindsided.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, according to Mr. Jenkins, he was a dog back in the day, but he had dedicated himself to becoming a different man when he entered into a relationship with you. What happened when you went through the phone?
I saw that the previous night when I was home alone, that he was sending videos to another woman pleasing himself.
Wait, he wasn't there with you?
No.
He was somewhere where he was supposed to be taking care of the kids.
Correct.
And he sent a masturbation video to another woman?
Yes, Your Honor.
Wow.
And how'd you find... I know, Robert. When Robert throw a wow in there, you know that's bad.
Yes, I know.
So, you found the video?
I found the video on his phone, and it was from the female from the night before.
What did she say?
He gave her his address, and she was going to come over, and that was the notification that popped up on the phone.
But nothing ever came
with it. So I opened the notification, and that's when I saw the video. And he was also complimenting her on her private area.
So she must have sent him a video or something.
She did send videos as well.
So they were exchanging porn videos?
Correct.
Okay. Tag, you're it, Mr. Jenkins. What happened?
I did do that.
I thought you just told me you weren't doing dog stuff anymore. Didn't you just tell me that?
Well,
members of the jury, did you hear that?
I did send it.
What happened was...
But we never hooked up. I never met her in person.
That's because you got caught.
It was only any kind of interaction we had was through the messengers.
So, but for the fact that the lady didn't respond in time and you had to go home, you would have swiped left and met somebody. Stand in your caughtness, Mr. Jenkins. So clearly your dog days were not up. Fair?
I say I wasn't on that, but I felt like because I had the kids, but I was calling her, I got no answer from her. So it was like she ran off doing something. That's in my mind. I'm thinking maybe she's doing something. Because now why are you all of a sudden now you don't have kids, now you just fall off the face of earth.
But what did that have to do with you sending porn?
Because I felt like she was doing something.
That's called I know I'm a dog and I'm here by myself, and I can't go 2 hours without doing some doggish type stuff. So my wife must be doing doggish stuff. So I'm gonna put that on her, and I'm gonna bow wow over here at this little piece of side, okay?
That's
Wolf.
Okay.
Okay. Again, stand in your caucus. Very clearly, can't be trusted.
Can't be trusted. Yes, Your Honor. He was supposed to be at work. He told me he got off at a certain time. I called the job, maybe he had to stay late. And another one of the coworkers answered the phone and she said, oh, Mr. Jenkins hasn't worked here for 2 weeks.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Let me guess, when you came home, you got blowed up.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
In addition, you found him to be a liar.
Your Honor, he's a bold-faced liar.
Uh-oh.
He would lie straight through his teeth. He lied about having a job. He would get up for work, like he was going to work, and would leave out the house while I'm taking the kids with me to my job because I was a teacher at the time. I'm also paying out of pocket for my children to be going to the job with me. I wouldn't be paying if you're at home. And I would make more money during the week if I didn't have to pay for childcare.
Correct.
He did have the job at first, but he no longer had the job.
How long was he out of work before you found out?
2 weeks.
Mr. Jenkins, what happened in that situation, sir?
I didn't say nothing to her about the job because I'm always stuck with the kids to a certain extent. So if it's to a point where you're willing, they're going to be going with you, that gives me a little bit more leeway where I don't have to feel like if I try to do anything else, it's going to be a problem.
But, Mr. Jenkins, here's my question. These are your children, am I correct?
Yes.
You have 2 children together, 3 kids from previous relationships. Do any of them live in the house with you?
No, ma'am.
So the 2 children there, you've actually had with this woman who is your wife.
Yes, ma'am.
You're not working outside of the home. So the trade-off that the two of you have in the dynamic is you provide the childcare so that it doesn't cost extra money coming outside of the house.
Your Honor, can I tell you how I found out that he was not working?
How?
So one day he was supposed to be at work and he told me he got off at a certain time. An hour done rolled by, 2 hours done rolled by, and he's still not home.
So he was late from the fake job.
He was late. So I called.
Now you know, Mr. Jenkins, that right there. If you gonna be a player,
you got tell
be
him.
Be a player. Ooh, don't be a poo butt player, dog.
So I called. I'm calling his phone. No answer. So I said, well, let me call the job because let me make sure he's okay. I called the job. Maybe he had to stay late. And one of the coworkers answered the phone, and I asked for Mr. Jenkins. And she said, oh, Mr. Jenkins hasn't worked here for 2 weeks.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Let me guess, when you came home, you got blowed up. Right, Mr. Jenkins?
Yes, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. She blew you up. And I'd love to know how you explained that one when you got in your house that day.
I don't think it was really a whole lot of explaining that could have been put out in place. So, I mean, it was kind of like, you got to take this lesson kind of right now. So mm-hmm. I tried to brush it off a little bit, but I knew it wasn't going to mm-hmm. be.
That, my girlfriend Vanessa says, eat this crow while it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of did have to take it for a little bit. You know.
Yeah, you should have taken it for a long time.
A long time.
So, Ms. Paula Jenkins, how do you get through stuff like that? I mean, lies. I'm not sure how you cope, because how do you trust your husband again?
I tell him this all the time. I see potential. I see as if he can do it. And I don't want to leave him just hanging because I want to trust him and trust that he can do it.
You know, but you say that at times you feel used in this relationship.
I do.
Problem for both of two is I'm frustrated from being with the kids. She's at work, so she's frustrated and tired from being at work. So we don't get the alone time for us to.
Why don't you get a job?
As a couple.
Why don't you get a job?
Your Honor, I've got him 4 jobs, and he's quit all 4 of them.
Why? Mr. Jenkins, why?
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Miss the show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
Mr. Jenkins, you don't bring any money into the house. You right now are standing there saying, I want my marriage, I want my wife, but do you know why you do? Because it's comfortable for you, sir. She provides you everything you need. You got a mama. You got a daddy. You got a big sister. You got somebody that cooks, cleans, all the stuff that you need to be comfortable.
Your Honor, he just won't even apply himself, honestly.
What do you mean?
So, like, if he needs to find a job, I'm looking for the job. And then I tell you, oh, well, here's the job. They're paying such and such. You should fill out the application. And I go on about my day. 2 days later, did you fill out the application? No, I was waiting on you to do it.
Ms. Paula Jenkins, why are you in this marriage?
I honestly feel like he can do it. And
no.
I'm also in it for the kids.
He can do it, but he's chosen not to.
Correct. And I also feel because I didn't grow up in a broken home. So I was trying to go by what I was raised.
Ms. Paula Jenkins, your home is broken. You just are allowing it to happen under the roof. It's broken. Mr. Jenkins is not in a full marriage with you. You're providing him with comfort and security and finances. That's what you are. It's tough to hear. But you're a beautiful young lady who has given 10 years of your life to a relationship, but you're not getting anything back. And Mr. Jenkins, I wish you could interrupt me and say, no, no, Judge Starr, that's not true. I'm doing this. I've done that. I want to do this.
I
have put myself in a situation to earn money. I'm going to be there for my wife. I've not heard that for you. I've heard deflection and excuses.
I understand.
Y'all are 2 kids in. I can't make an argument for you. Can you make your own argument?
I mean, I don't have a problem with assisting or because I want us to be in a better place or from what we are, what we go through on record. I want that.
But what would you be prepared to do to fix it, Mr. Jenkins?
I mean, at this point right now, whatever needs to be done, pretty much.
No, it doesn't. There are very specific things that you would need to do. What would you be willing to do?
What she wants is for me to not with my friends so much. That's one. Two is to get and hold down a regular job, to be able to help and assist in the house and bills. Most of the time, a problem for both of two is I'm with the kids, then I'm frustrated from being with the kids. She's at work, so she's frustrated and tired from being at work. So we don't get the alone time like that just for us to.
Why don't you get a job?
As a couple.
Why don't you get a job?
Your Honor, I've got him 4 jobs, and he's quit all 4 of them.
Why? Mr. Jenkins, why? Help me.
The job that I think I took it because I knew that it was needed, but it just wasn't the job stuff that I wanted to.
And like I tell him all the time, Judge, you might not like it. I'm at a job that I don't like, but I have to do it to make sure I keep a roof over my kids.
But I think, too, because most of the time, a lot of my work things that I did was mostly like laborer with a construction company, or I'm a helper with home remodeling, somebody doing home remodeling. So the pay that I would get from working with doing this regularly is $200 a day or more, something like that, versus going to go work at Popeyes and I make $68, $70 for the whole day. And I still got to go and do other stuff.
$70 is working. More than nothing.
It is. It really is. But I feel like at the end of the day, it still is not going to be what I would like to do. It's not going to get me where I want to be.
And you think sitting on your behind in the house all day complaining about being with children who, by the way, are at school. Mm-hmm. I do want to make sure I point this out to you. Do you have a special needs child at his home?
It's one at home.
We're still waiting to get him tested for autism.
And so
he's home.
So you do need childcare.
Yes, ma'am.
So in other words, sir, if you got up out your tail and went and got a job, it would be of assistance, and you might be able to give that child some additional help, because 9 times out of 10, I can tell you, you're not even at home interacting with the child with special needs, who I refuse to say is disabled. He's differently abled. If you just put some love and attention in with somebody who's educated on whatever it is he will be diagnosed with,
yes,
then he'll be able to function as a young person and then grow into an adult because his parents put that time and energy in.
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, Your Honor.
So you are causing another generation of people to not be able to live a full life. Ms. Paula Jenkins, may I have those papers, please? Yeah. I'd like to see them.
At this point, Honor, I'm done. The kids deserve better. I deserve better. I just feel as if we need to go our separate ways. And he can hang with his single friends and be single with them.
You know, I grew up in the church also, and I used to hear the sisters and the deaconesses say these words, I could do bad by myself. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I really understood that until this moment. If you're struggling and having some trouble and you annoyed that you're by yourself and you're feeling lonely, you can do that by yourself. You don't need another mouth to feed because you're not getting the help that you need. I have the divorce papers with your signature on them.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you like Robert to serve these papers?
Yes, ma'am.
Or are you looking to give this man more chances to break your heart?
No, ma'am. You can have him sign them.
Will you please serve the papers?
Mr. Jenkins, you can serve.
Mr. Jenkins, I don't know if you signed in those papers or not. I can't force you. But what I can say is I'll provide a transcript to Mrs. Parla Jenkins to say that she has served you with divorce papers so that she can go into a court of law and begin proceedings. Mr. Jenkins, why don't you let this young lady go and live her life?
Thank you.
Let her go. Do literally the one honorable thing that you can do. Let her live her life. Figure out how you want to co-parent. And let her become the woman that she undoubtedly wants to be. And find somebody that wants to love her in a way that she deserves. Because you're not doing it, sir. You haven't done it. You don't have a plan of action to do it. I don't even think you have the desire to do it. I think you want to go and hang with the loose goats. I would tell him, pack up, get out.
Thank you.
Robert, he could not even make the case himself.
He was standing there quiet, just taking his whips, taking his lashes.
That's because he was standing in his caughtness of, I am just a user and a deadbeat, and I bring nothing to the table other than an appetite.
Yeah, and also, she's doing what's so common nowadays that I've been noticing is that they want to keep the family together, but you're physically together. That's it.
And you paying for the physical place where you are.
Exactly.
Oh boy, bye.
Made in Georgia.